we can sing when we're not feeling well. And I'll deal with that in the morning. I'm going to probably wake up tomorrow morning saying that. I'm not so sure that's a good idea. So, wait a minute. While we're getting our next guest up, who is Suzanne Owens, I just would like to say, here I am. I'm a guest host. And as you can tell, I'm having lots of fun. But I don't do this every week. And Ellen would like other people to come up and volunteer and have lots of fun and be a guest host, just like me. So, if you're at all interested, the lady in the pearls and the red dress in the back of the room is the one you want to talk to, because then you too can have lots of fun and be a guest host. But now, let's not stop talking about the guest host and talk about our next spoken word expert, performer, entertainer, Suzanne Owens, who is going to do some spoken word for us. So let's give her a hand.
Thank you. There is no love where there is no will. Mahatma Gandhi. If love is real, it dedicates itself to the growth of our lover and can only create. We lead each other back to ourselves. The greatest challenge is the greatest experience. Love takes the best from the past and knows tomorrow's dream may never come. It takes us beyond all forces with which we struggle until we are the very force itself. Do not give up the abyss, the sound of the forbidden, the taste of the impalpable. Penetrate the invisible and find infinite reflection and release. Nothing is free. Galaxy stars orbit their gravity centers. Planets circle our sun. The moon revolves around us. Life in the ocean swims depths with no light. And in October, leaves and geese descend. If love wilts, do not fear the winter. Speak the truth in moment to others searching for a spring. We do not fall in love. We grow into love or die in it. Before I die, let me be fully born, exposed and naked. My arms are open. Let love come and go as it pleases. I will not close my arms to find I am holding only myself.
Thank you, Suzanne. Once again, one of your wonderfully thought-provoking poems. So let's give Suzanne another hand. And next up,